So Pesach Ket, the Pesach tells us that the lo yikru lecho el Hashem,
he will not call for the Rabbi Shloilam,
and then there will be a chait. How come is it that when it comes to not giving tzedukah, the Pesach tells us v'kuru lecho el Hashem,
he will call because of you for the Rabbi Shloilam,
and here it does not say v'kuru lecho el Hashem, but rather it says the lo yikru lecho el Hashem, he will not call because of you to the Rabbeinu Shloilam, and therefore v'hoyu b'chu chayt. So the Zambava writes a beautiful verse. If you take a look at the Sefer Chazoy Nuchim, it's in page number 3 of the Maram Mekoymet. He writes a few lines into the Hadumah. He says aval l'pa'umim ru'ini, that's the last word, 4 lines into the first paragraph, l'pa'umim ru'ini ish asher tatsi tzuris rabbi. He discusses how a person responds when a person has tzuris. He says there are times we see a person that has many tzuris, v'hi k'machirish, and you see the way he responds is by being quiet. V'hoyu lachshoy, and we would like to think, the thought would be, k'hi ish nidam, the reason the person is quiet is because he's shoyta, ein margish, he has no feelings, he's not expressing his thoughts because he has no pain, and therefore, it's Yoshev the Daimon Mibli Haitzi Mila Shelanucho. I get a Filanish concrete. He continues, he says, a few lines further down, he says, V'omnam Loikai Haduva, that's not the actual situation. Ki Efshet, possible, Gudul Tsar Zeho Ish Ashayitin Dumon, Lo Yoysa Mitzah Hatzoyik Muru. His pain is far greater than the tsar of a person that actually screams out. And the Chazon Nuchim tells us that there are times that a person doesn't scream because he's so hurt, and he's so disappointed that he's machrish, he's quiet, it's a silent scream. And he continues, he says, Ashi tikisi, lichoy, meroish tsar v'tigo, ashi yatraim elohoitzi hege v'siv. He's so disappointed that he can't even get himself to express any sound from his mouth. And he says as follows, Hisha Matsuni, this is what we find, Aitzlachi Yosef, by the brothers of Yosef, and Pashas Mikaitz, Vayomri Ish El Uchiv, Avol Hashemim Anachni Al Uchini, Asherini Tzuras Nafshoi, Behischananoi Ailaini, Veloi Shumani. He writes a very beautiful thought. Sometimes there's a bechina of a person screaming to you by not screaming. Sometimes a person can express his thoughts by being quiet. And Rav Katz told me there's a Yiddish expression, Yichai Azoy Hoyach Shvagin as the ganze Welt wird her. There are times that a person is so disappointed and he doesn't have what to say, and by that person being quiet, he's really expressing his strongest emotions. And he says that Yosef was so beyond words. Here he came to his brothers to be Goyish in their shulim, to see how they're doing, and the reciprocation that he's given is that they take him and they throw him into a bar, and when he's expected such a welcome, the Saiba Punim Yufis, rather the way he was welcomed, that is the way that he responded. So if you look at the next paragraph, he writes so beautifully, what's the Indian in Loisashoi? He says, Ani Maivim Bazeh, with this I understand the Pusik, Loisashik Sukhir, the Yoimatit and Skuroi, the Loisuva Yolof Hashemesh, the Unihi, the Ailati Noisa Esnashoi, the Loi Yikro Olecho El Hashem. What happens by the person who is Kaj Sukhir? It's not that he screams to the Rabbi Shloilam, but rather, the Loi Yikro Olecho El Hashem, he does not scream out to the Rabbi Shloilam, the Hoyabachu Chai. In the Omri, the Loi Yikro Olecho, Loi Nivan, it's not understood. Even Mefarshim Pirish, Afil Im Lo Yikru. The Mefarshim explained that even if he doesn't express his thoughts to the Rabbeinu Shloilam, Afal Pi Ken, it will be a situation of V'hoye V'chuchay. The Lomul, he says as follows, I told Mr. Tzedukah Uma, V'loy Tzit Loy, V'kur Lechol Hashem V'hoye V'chuchay. Imanish Danakan, why is it written differently here than in the situation of the Tzedukah, the Voyal Pi Ha'umah, the way I explained, you will understand. Tar habu b'midah l'gbeles b'tevah ha'olam. When a person receives an amount of tar, which is an amount of tar that he can accept and he can absorb, which is a normal amount of tar that a person b'teva can handle. Ulav ya'oinen ha'soivel, then a person will go and scream out the yitzak and he will scream. Loi kain b'tar ha'godl, but when a person has such a great pain, ha'oivik vila teva, which is even the mood, he can't even comprehend how to deal with this great amount of tzar, this person will be quiet and he will not scream out at all to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Chazanuchim says, when you don't give a person tzedukah, no, Mamayla, it's your decision. I mean, you have a chiyuv to be mechazek every single yid, but you didn't give him tzedukah, you don't really owe him anything, and after you didn't give him tzedukah, that's what you did, and the person really has no tan on you. So, what does he do? He goes and he speaks to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But on the other hand, when a person worked for you, the Eilat Yinoise is not showing. He's waiting for his paycheck, because when he receives his paycheck, he'll be able to go home and buy his family whatever they need. So, in this case, the tzar is so great that v'lo yikru lecho Hashem. He will not scream to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The pain is so great that he will not express his pain, and rather he will shvat, and this itself, the Torah tells you, is a far greater chet than a person that doesn't give tzedukah. I just want to add, there's a very famous verse that Bel says over from Chaim Shalevitz. Chaim Shalevitz says, the Gemara says in Masechtas Yima, that there was a certain husband that used to go learn every single year from Yom Kippur to Yom Kippur. He would leave the yeshiva, and he would come home every year at Yom Kippur.
Baba Yoyma.
So the Gemara says that what happened one year at Charangatim in Lenin, and if he got to Erev Yom Kippur, he didn't leave to go home. So this wife was waiting for my second pass. Finally she realized her husband was not coming home that year for Yom Kippur. So she started to cry. So the Gemara says at that moment the Talmud Chochem was going up on a ladder to do a mitzvah, and he fell down and he died because of the tzar of Einur, because she screamed out the tears, right? It's the shara demur for the nali, kol ha'shurim, the nali chitz mishara Einur. That's what the Gemara tells us. He says, you have a woman who wants her husband to come home. So what does she do? She cries to the Ribbono Shel Olam that her husband should come home. So what does the Ribbono Shel Olam do? Now he's going to die. He won't live to come home at all. So what's the opportunity? Now she's not going to come. Now he's not going to come home for Yom Kippur. He won't come home much Yom Kippur. So Chaim Shalevitz says it's a tremendous mistake. The koyach of Einur is a koyach that will automatically happen. Mitachesben unachesben. The v'shara demus loinanali. If a person cries because of pain, the Ribbono Shel Olam by definition listens. V'shamati kichanan umi. And this is Kalvachoyma. Bemaraisha Kalvachoyma. When we deal with Baltulin, which as the Chazaynuchim is telling us, the screaming to the Ribbono Shel Olam comes with rest, and it's right that the person screams to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Nishna, it comes with a certain amount of rest, as the Chazaynuchim tells us that this scream is a far more powerful scream than the typical Oinua, about the person has to be very medagdic on this halacha. Now, firstly, the easiest way for a person to be over on Baltulin is a way that probably nobody imagines that you're over on Baltulin in that open. Rav Pam Zachar Levucha used to always tell us in the Besmedrish the following situation. A person sees a child, and you say to a child, listen, go around the corner, go to the grocery store, buy something for me, and if you do that, I'll give you a quarter, I'll give you a gift, I'll give you a lolly, I'll buy something for you. So, and what happens? The child comes back, and you forget to give this reward to the child. So you should know that in this situation, a person is over on Baltulin. So everybody's going to say, but how can I be over on Baltulin? This person is not more than a kutin. It's a person over on Baltulin to a kutin. So there's a Mefirish Rambam that tells us that you're over on Baltulin even to a kutin. Take a look at page number 4. You'll see how the Kohat Chaim reads the Rambam and the Rabbis Shitta. Take a look on page number 4 in Rambam, Chiddush Perek Yudalef Halacha Vav, and the Rabbis there. The Rambam tells us as follows: Kol Sukhir Shesochar Be'edim, any employee that you rented with Adim, the Tavai, and the person comes to be Tezeya Yitzar, Bizmanoi, in the proper time. The Umma Balabayas, the Balabayas says, Musafiloch, I paid you, Schorchut, your salary. Basukha, I mean, the Sukha says, Loy Natal Piklim, I did not take my salary. So Tikni Chachonim, the Chachonim made a Takuna, Sheyishba Hasukha, that the employee makes a Shvia, that he's a Seifet, the Yitol, Kedin, Kolishba, the Noitol. Why? Mifnei Sha, Balabayas, Tur the Poyla. Why is it that the Balabayas doesn't make the Shvia, but rather the Shvia, why does the employer not make the Shvia, but rather the Shvia is made by the employee? The Teretz is because the Balabayas is Turid with his workers. Now, the Rambam continues. Afila hoyu hasuche kutan, even if the suche was a kutan, he was a child, hasuche nishpa v'noitel, so even if the employee is a child, right, obviously in those places where it's legal, or we're talking about this type of employment, so you send a child to go to buy something in the store for you, zuktems the Rambam, the kutan makes a shvia, and then he's nishpa v'noitel. Now, what happens if the Rambam continues in the tzairik? What will be the halacha if it's not bizmanoi, it's a day or two later? Then the Rambam says that the halacha is that he doesn't have a right to make a shvia anymore and to be nishba v'noitel. And why is that? Because it's a chazukah that a person is not over on baltulin. So if the appropriate payday passed and the person wasn't paid, is the haraya. Why wasn't the person, that the person very likely was paid? So this halucha only applies when the person comes and is tevaya bizman. Why does this halucha only apply when the person comes and is tevaya bizman? Because bizmanoi is dua halucha that the person can be mishnah v'noitel. The simple reason is because bizmanoi, every person is a chazuka that he didn't pay. But when bizman passes, when bizman of Abdulim passes, then there's a chazuka that the person did pay. So the Chofetz Chaim says, if you take a look, the Rambam was not mechalit in this halucha between a kutain and a gudal. So the science has a very big point. He says, if the situation would be that you would not be over baltulin by a kutain, so the Rambam should have said that when it's over manoi, it's a test. If we're talking about a gudal, we are over baltulin, so by him it takes an afkamina, if it was manoi, or not manoi. If you're talking about a kutin, where you're not over on baltulin, so then what should be the halucha? Even kaidim's manoi, there should be no assumption that he wasn't paid because he was before his man of baltulin. So, and the rabbit makes the point in that sugya deraiva. The rabbit says, how can it be? The rabbit says the Rambam can be mechayev a kutin, that a kutin should make a shvia. That's the rabbit kasha on the Rambam. But nobody disagrees. There's no dispute that legaba the shala of the chazuka if he did pay, or the chazuka that he didn't pay, which is truly directly in the question of if he was the balabais was oivram baltulin or not oivram baltulin, there's no chilik made between a kutin and a gudel. Look to Chofetz Chaim, say to the Siva Chesed, from thee you have a clear ayah that even on a kutin a person is over on the issa of baltulin. So it's very negale nice if you have a child. Tell a child to do something for you, and the child goes and he does the shlichas for you, and you promised him a certain payment, and you don't pay him. That is probably the easiest way to be oivam baltulin, because by an adult. What's that? Oh, the enachanamah, that has to be a situation of tavoy. Enachanamah, like we discussed last week, excellent point. Tav, we learned that even when there is no tavoy, right? So first of all, we learned that Ma'ikadin, you should pay. Not the kissa of the lav of Baltulim, but we said it needs fear anyway. Secondly, if you recall last week by the Shir, I mentioned the Chofetz Chaim in the same in the Siva Chesed. And the Chofetz Chaim says as follows. The Chofetz Chaim says that even, so it's a very important point, but the Chofetz Chaim says as follows. He says that, how about if you have a person that worked for you, he did a plumbing job, and at the end of the week he comes to you and he says, Rabbi, I'm doing, he comes to your house, he's serving the coffee. So the Chofetz Chaim says, you learn about Tulin. Because the person didn't come to you for coffee. Why did he come to you? He came to you because he wanted to get paid. But he's shamed, he didn't ask, right? Now, where can you express this thought
more than by cooking. It comes to you for payment, but Hashem has to say, listen, you owe me a quarter, please pay me. And the reason why he's coming to you is because he wants to get paid. So that very likely is a situation, Mamash of Tovon, like the Chumash Tzayin tells us to say from the Nesiva Chesed. You take a look in page 4, in the Nesiva Chesed, the by the Dat, in Sifkut and Terzayim, V'de'isi, I've seen, Anushim Shemishtam Shem Bekutan, that the Chumash Tzayin tells us people sometimes use a kutan, Ba'ez Adubah Shal Tashmish, they promise them, Sheyitni Lehem Achakat Duvama Avoy Zeh. They promise them that they're going to give them a reward, right? A small reward, right? Duvama, ma is something small. So the Psof Loyitni Lehem, and at the end they don't give them. Klim. The Shaloykadinov, the Issik Yishis Sasuch Hishaya, Afila, the Velech, the Sprita Achas, Kamesha Gesafni, the Sid Gimel, Ba'afila, the Kutan Shayaze, Kamesha Achafni, like we discussed from the Rambam, Ba'afila Acha, Manoi Usa, right, because it still remains a Issa. The point is, from time says that by a Kutan, it would also be over on Baltulan. Now, those might, some
it
might.
Really a riot, because it could be, clearly, derived in the Rambam.
But what's the Machloik is derived in the Rambam?
Give me a second.
Go ahead, I apologize. Go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
So the Rambam says that Kriya Kutan is any Klim.
Right.
Not a clear riot from the Rambam.
Right.
Right.
So
being the Sakas Mani, we're saying that it's the
I'll show you the Nesiv Achesed, you'll see the Lushna of the Chofetz Chaim clearly.
It's here, but I don't, you have it down, but it's not as clear by the
Rambam. It's Achesed, where we'll I hear your Urub, but it's a good Urub, I'm just showing that the Chofetz Chaim paskins your over. So, yeah, but you're saying Ora after he came, and the way the Chofetz Chaim is understanding the Rambam. Good, okay, and Erech HaNamba.
Could you include one's whole child?
If he hired him, you have to understand that he's Simon Kol Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Became a falsal time, but I just wanted to bring out this point that a person shouldn't think that on a kutin a person is not oiver. That's the main point I wanted to mention. Now, I just want to add one more point. The ritva of Mesir Kishid Aleph, where the ritva tells us that when you have a situation where the chidus is less than a prita, the Ritzel learns out from the Psikim in Kifid Aleph and Bov Metzia that even on less than a prita, you can be over. No, the others in Shifting Yvette disagree, and others say that you only over al the halucha of Chatzi Shir, but Sof Kol Sof, the halucha is that there's no nafkamina if it's more than a prita or if it's less than a prita. Now, regarding the Shala, I wasn't planning to go through the Shala at all, but those that would like to do it on their own time. Page 5 and page number 6 is an interesting discussion, which the only reason I did print this challenge because people asked last week is will there be an issa of Baltulin when it comes to a Goyish worker? Now, I don't want to go into the challenge, you are going to be over, the issa of the law, the pashas will not be over. It's very interesting because there's a chinuch. If you take a look, the chinuch, at the end of the chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Lamed, he quotes the Rambam, that the Rambam says that by a ger toshav yo'ova, v'hi adin l'vnei noyach. Everybody shows up on the Rambam because the Gemara says clearly that Reyacha only is marba the ger toshav, and Reyacha is not marba the goy. The problem is, if you look further, you see the goy. The Rambam, I bring down with the Rambam actually, is the mechaschinuch afanot shtel v'chav and kasha,
and there's a whole discussion in the Minhag Chila what the Rambam refers to as a goy. So whoever wants to go into this topic, Ten Lechuchim V'Yech Kemoi, page number 5 and number 6. But Af Al Pi Kein, obviously, it'll be Shalom of Chil Hashem, it'll be Shalom of Dinam Achisa, which is too broad of a topic to discuss in this year. So whoever would like to go through the topic should see page 5 and page number 6. Now, what do we do that we should not be in a situation where we should be over on Baltulin, right? I mean, you see already Baltulin, Inshallah Tazah, and we need to create Matsuvim where we can not be over on Baltulin. So in Tessant, there's the Chofetz Chaim writes now, you take a look on page number 7, in Sifkut and Yidbayis, he tells us, Ein Liska Poyel, a person shouldn't be soicha a poel when he knows clearly he won't have the ability to pay bezmanoi. If you feel you will not be able to pay your worker, so when you hire him, you should notify him that in all likelihood I will not have the ability to pay you. What's fascinating is there's a Sefer Chassidim, which this Sefer Chassidim is quoted in the Shach, Halucha Lamasa. I want to read to you the Lushan of the Sefer Chassidim, because the Moyudik of Pilpilim, written on the Sefer Chassidim, in Sefer Knesset Yecheskel, in Sefer Shoyle Meshiv, the Arichas in the Sechemet, and take a look at the Sefer Chassidim, Simen Tuf Tuf, Reish Tamach Vuv, page number 7, which is quoted in the Shach in our Simen. He says as follows, In Taski Soifa, the Sefer Chassidim tells us, and he doesn't say, if you rent a Soifa, Lichtoiv Lechu, Tisne Imoi, if you rent a Soifa before he starts to write, make with him the following condition, Shaloi Tiye Bebaltulin, it should not be an Issa of Baltulin Pilis Suchia. Okay, it's a sign. So he says, when you hire a worker, you should tell the worker up front, I want to make a deal with you that if it becomes a situation where I can't pay you, I'm not over on Baltulin. Tell the Sefer Chassidim, because once you take the Sefer Chassidim, you can extend it to half the Halacha from the Torah, you know. There's a very famous Shiva Sam Sofer, with a group of business people that made a deal with each other that amongst us there should be no Yisidim of Asugas Gevril. Sam Sofer writes very strongly, absolutely not. It's an unacceptable condition. But well, we have a moment called that a person is not allowed to be Masna Mashakos of the Torah.
What about both Nash and Mums?
A tnaish mumun hakayim, but by duva is nicht hazoi. Only by tnaish the mumun mamish.
Good.
That's what I want to discuss. Exactly what I want to discuss right now. You look in the Sechemet, which I quote, the Moed Yarichas, specifically on this question which you're mentioning. So usually the halacha is that there's an afkamina, right? That's the famous Mishnah in Bov Metzia, Master Shem Chen Elias Keshoy Nesucha, right? Yitunim Bnei Yair, Lahasne Zem Zeh, Lasi Al Kitzusan, right? That's the Gemara in Sof of Metzia, that by a Tanai Shev Mumun, you could make a condition, by an Issa, you can't make a condition. I'll give you a classic example, which a lot of Chiva has written about this. You write a shtar, you write a contract with another person. When you write a contract with another person, you write into the contract that any disputes between the two of us should go to the court, the civil court. So you should know, the halacha, this contract, according to the Torah, has no value whatsoever. Because it's Masa Mashkos of the Torah. It says in the Torah, Vayla Mashkos Mashkos of Lefnayim, Rashi tells of Lefnayim, so the halacha, this contract is a Masa Mashkos of the Torah, and it has no value whatsoever.
The whole contract, or that's
This prat. If the whole contract becomes butlanat, it's a shalin shturis. And there is an afkemina, how much of the contract becomes null and void. Usually, if there's a point of the contract that becomes null and void, then the contract remains. If the contract is that the idea, and usually this prat will only be mevato, that prat. I have an interesting discussion, which is not for now, that there are people that want to make an agreement that the contract should say that if there's a dispute, it should go to a court of arbitration. So that's already interesting to discussion in the poskim, that the court of arbitration has a din in our course or not. Depends which court of arbitration. That's an interesting question, but it's also for another shiur. It's not for right now. What's that? The Diamond Club and a Hanami. The attack would be upheld. That would not be Masna Mashakos of the Torah in that situation. Okay, that's good. Yes. 100%. That's Shure, Vikayim, Beli Masak, Beli Yiddish, right? You write all those things in the Yiddish contract too. Okay. So now, let's get back to our question. Sof kol sof, the Sefer Chassidim says that in order not to be over, and this type of season is quoted in the Shah, he tells us you should make it Tnai, and the Tnai should be that if there's any disagreement, we're not over on Baltulim. So now the Sefer Chassidim continues. He says, now, however, he says, when the person comes to collect, you should pay him anyways. But I just want to stop for a second, because Sechiva points out the Sefer Chassidim is concerned. What is his concern? That when he comes to pay you, what's going to happen? You're not going to have the money to pay. So the Pistachina and Shulchan Aruch asked, so what's the problem? We learned that it has to be Yitzchu. And if you don't have the money, you're not Oivan Baltulin. So what was the great concern of the Sefer Chassidim? So he says it doesn't mean mamish that he doesn't have the money to pay, in literal sense, but rather you do have the money, but it's going to be difficult for you to pay, so you will have a nisoy. Now the Sefer Chassidim tells us as follows. V'ayin v'zeh masna ma'ashakusav b'toyer. In this situation, you will not be over masna ma'ashakusav b'toyer. Shari omri chachumim, uda masna im poil shaloi. A person can make a tnai with his own poil, lachile lechem tzor, imayim, right? V'afu pishachayiv lachile kasi d'shloim b'shar. So the Sefer Chassidim tells us that in this situation, there won't be a situation of masna ma'ashakusav b'toyer. On this Sefer Chassidim, I feel like saying, so you take a look at the Sechemer, the Knesset Yechezkel, the Shoyle Meshav, all that discussion. Number one, see the Shloim Meshata, Yidishka Daraisa, see the Shloim Meshata is the Rabbonim. That's the first question that they ask. Number two, the Raya, that over here is not going to be Masnak Mashakus of the Torah, is from the Rabbonim to the Raisa. What's the Raya? And Lechoyle over here, who says that's nice of a moment? So there's a Moirigi discussion, and there are three basic Shivas to the question. I'll touch on them very quickly, and anybody that wants to take the time today, there's two pages. There's a beautiful Seichemet, which is Klal Kif Mem, that he addresses all of these questions. And I'll just mention the three possible Mahalkim of how to answer this Sefer Chassidim. He quotes from, he says, the Sefer Avos Chesed Li Yedidi Hagun Av Bezin Raden. So he was in the same time as the Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim is bothered by other questions. Chofetz Chaim is bothered by a famous question. When a person says, Almanash Shaloi Tishmateni Shemitah, so Shemitah is Mishamet. Or if a person will say, Almanash Sha'iloch Alai Einuah, there is Einuah. So what's the difference between Shemitah and Einuah and the situation of Baltulim? So the Chofetz Chaim also is very medayik that it depends on the wording of how it's said. If you say that there is no Einuah in the field between you and me, that's one thing. If you say that between you and me there should be no Issa of Einuah, so then you will mevatel a mitzvah in the Torah. But the Chofetz Chaim wants to say it depends how you make it tnai. If you make it tnai, then you mevatel the mitzvah legamli, then you'll have a masna mashikus of the Torah. But if you make it tnai, that there is a concept of Shmita, there is a concept of Einuah. But in our specific deal, we should have an exemption of Einuah or of Shmita. So then the Chofetz Chaim says, Shechnuch is kipastim of the Shmita, that there is an exception to the rule. So similarly here, the Chofetz Chaim wants to say that this is not really a situation of Masna Mashikus of the Torah. He's Masna to do Aluch of Baltulim. But he's saying, in our situation, if I can't pay, I'm asking you, Metchila, to be Meichel, that I shouldn't have to pay you. That's the Mahalach that the Chofetz Chaim learns. The Shoyle Meshav learns with a similar Mahalach, but he clarifies this much more. The Shoyle Meshav says, what happens when, the Gemara told us in Bava Metzia, what happens when you have a situation where two people do it, where you're hired an employee, and it's the type of industry that usually doesn't pay on time. So we said last week that if it's a seasonal industry where you're waiting for the end of the season to get paid, the halacha is there's not going to be an issue of baltulin. Because when the person took the job, l'katchila, he took the job on that condition not to get paid till later. Right? That's what is brought on clearly in the Gemara. So the Shalim Aishav wants to say that the Pshat Nesef season is that it's like he's hiring the person al tnai, and the yoyis that a person when he's hired has the ability to be meichel. If in his mind he doesn't expect to be paid at a certain zman, there's no baltulin, like a certain seasonal industries we mentioned last week. So therefore, once you made a tnai, again, there won't be a issa of baltulin. That's the second possible mahalach. But I wanted to suggest a third mahalach, where this mahalach is in the Sefer Zayas Ranum. He writes this mahalach, and he says a very practical and simple pshat. If you take a look at page 10 of the Maror Mekoymus. In page 10 of the Maror Mekoymus, it says, It's in the Sefri and it's in the Alta Shemoni, and they write as follows: V'yoymetit nischuray melamed shesuche yoym goyve kolalaylo. Okay, let's skip that piece. Go to the next piece. Loisulam loisulam v'hashemesh kiuni hi. The Sefri Mefarish, Prat, there's an exception. Shepusak meimoy, when they made a deal up front that we won't have a situation of talturim. So the Sefer Zayis Ranan that the Stechemet quotes is Mefarish, what is Pshat in this Sefri? And he says as follows, the Sefri is learning it from the word Ki'unihi, because he's an Uni, which means that if a person approaches a job, and he approaches the job as an Uni, he expects to get paid on time. But if he approaches the job not as a Uni, but rather as a businessman, and he's making a deal up front, that you should know that if you don't pay me this man, there won't be Baltulin. Hey, yoist that the Torah ties ki unihi to the union of Baltulin, so that if the employee approaches the job as an uni. But if the employee approaches the job not as an uni, but rather as an ushir, in his case, there won't be a yista of Baltulin. So you have three possible mahalchim of how to understand the union of the that the Sefer Chassidim mentions to us this possible tonight. Now, there's many other inyanim to discuss, but I want to just touch on a few other topics very quickly. One of the most difficult questions of Baltum must be when a person is running the business. And as he's running the business, he needs to buy inventory, and he has many places to invest his money. He has to pay certain chayvus, but he has a problem. He has to meet the payroll too. So how do you deal with that specific situation when you need to meet the payroll, but at the same time, you can't afford to pay to make the payroll, because if you don't, you're not going to be able to pay all of your other chayvus. So firstly, the Chofetz Chaim tells us, and if you want to see it inside, that's on page 11, the Chofetz Chaim says that once a person's work, even if he wasn't to buy yet the money, but if you had the money at the end of the day, that at that specific day when he completed his work, you have an obligation to give it to him. The Chofetz Chaim is infallible in the Sefer Nesiv HaChesed, doesn't make enough kamina if it's tavoy or not tavoy. The Chofetz Chaim is machri on both of these challenges, that once you have the money, you should pay the person, that there's no question about it. The only interesting...
You should.
The Chofetz Chaim says by tavoy is kludu on Isser. Yeah, that if it's loy tavoy, the Chofetz Chaim is befalful very much back and forth. It says it might not be mamash the Isser of the lab, but it's Isser of the Esser. Right, like I mentioned last week, there's a Shamelech that says that even when you're exempt from the actual Issa of the law, there's still an Issa, but Sof Kol Sof, the Achru is that you should pay.
Like the
Sefer Chassidim said, yeah, but here it's even greater. Here you didn't make a Tanai, and here there's a question of Yitchu. Maybe you do have the money, because you have the ability to pay. There's a question that I've asked many Gedolim over the years, this question, and it's this comment. What do you do when you need to buy inventory, or else you can't continue your business? And on the other hand, you can't meet the payroll. What do you do in that specific situation?
You look at it as well as this is
No, and what happens if the employee has another person he wants to go work for, and he says your business will get in the air, and it'll smith soon. So what do you do then? Huh? You just get some work. What's that?
I really don't know what an employee's money.
You don't know. Correct, 100%. I have to tell you that most of them I've asked this question to have told me that the employer should approach the employee and say to him, look, I'm going to have to shut the business down. I'm asking you to be mindful to give me an extension on Baltulin. That's what most of the Rabbunim suggested. Then I found a chinuch. And I went back to these Rabbunim and they were masking to me at the end that you don't necessarily need to have the permission of the employee. The chinuch tells us that when you have a situation that in order to meet the payroll, in order to have itchu, you're going to have to take a loss. You're not machi if it's not called itchu. Which means having the money means that you can pay the money without incurring a great loss. But if you're going to incur a great loss and you won't be able to continue to run the business, the chinuch says that there's no issa of baltulin.
So, right.
Now, how do we figure out the answer to that question? Something in the situation here where they will be detached to Mania Tereva, but the whole business is going to go under. So what will happen is that even the money that you have already, it has to be going to the business.
the Rebbe is making a very strong point of the Tashmeri Shalach. Obviously, with the Tchila, it would be appropriate to notify the employees and say, look, I might say, hey, now we're going to have a serious issue and the business will go under. But Sof Kol Sof, the Al Pi Halucha, to say Yamamash Mechir, is Mishpushet. But that would be the best idea, to approach them and say to them, look, if I don't pay you, we're going to have some serious issues. Now, I want to just mention another couple of points. The Gemara tells us, and if you take a look at page 12 in the Mara Mekoymet, that when a person gets hired, but not directly by the employer, so then there's no issue of baltulin. When a person is hired through a shliach, if you take a look, the Gemara tells us in page 12, Turin Avonan, for the Messiah, keep Yidom advice, for keep Yidalo from advice. Right? Not the alabayas and not the shliach mishum baltulin. There l'fishalay sakram. There l'fishayim pilusay etzlo. Right? So neither of them are going to be oivim. So even more, I have a question. Hi, Sadumi. Idom leitzchachem olai. So schurei ulafi. The Tanya says as a toy last fishalay. So the Gemara continues. So leitzicha. The Gemara says at the end that he said tzchachem al alabayas. But sof kol sof, the Gemara tells us that when a shliach hires a worker, you should know that neither are oiva. The balabais is not oiva, and not the balabais is oiva because he didn't hire them, not the shliach is oiva because it's not his worker. And then the Gemara says, Amari, the plan, the Gemara says that Yehida Bamaraima used to tell his gaber, his whenever he had to hire workers, he would hire workers, hayudai shliach. So he took these facts even literally, that a person should see ISIS how not to be over on Baltulim. So the Shainim say, of course, he intended to pay, but he wanted to have an insurance plan just in case he can't pay and it's difficult, he should never be over on Baltulim. So now, a person will argue that if you work for a corporation and you were hired by an officer of the corporation and there's a balabayas, so Nishta balabayas is over. Why is the balabayas not over? Because he didn't hire you. The officer that hired you on behalf of the company is Ochet Neshoiva. Why? Because this one is not, the Gemara said, this one is not his Pe'ila, and this one is not his Chiris. That's what the Gemara tells us. So can you argue that or not? So take a look what the Chofetz Chaim says in Avos Chesed on page 12. Bamed Vorem Amirim, this limitation in the Gemara that you're not over is referring to the Shliach the Alma, a regular Shliach that's outside of your business. He's not an employee or an officer of your business. So the Chofetz Chaim tells us that when you have a situation that a person works for a corporation and there's an angestellter, that's not called getting a shliach, getting somebody out of the business. That's the business hired this specific person. If you take a look on page 13, there's a Pitzchei Choshen from Rizlau. So the pashtus, the officer is over. It depends how involved. He deals with that at the end of this question. Depends how involved the balabayas actually is. Okay, but the officer will definitely be over on baltulin. I'll get to you on the bottom of this. What's that? I'm sorry. And a kanami. Okay, the officer might be a gender. Does it take a look what he says? But he says he's an apotropis. An apotropis is even right. He's given rights, and he goes to the
officer has no keys to pay too. He's not an apotropis. If you want to tell me that the corporation is a business and therefore my officers are attributable to me, that I can say. But tell me that the officer is tied to something.
Again, the officer, when it comes to writing out a check, can write out a check. The officer has rights on behalf of the corporation.
He
means the personnel person that hires. But
he has nothing to do with money.
So he deals with that question. He says in that case, the balabais is very likely over. Take a look.
Balabais to be over
is easy. I want to tell you something. This discussion is a very theoretical discussion. Why? Because the discussion is which issa. You know, Baruch Hashem, we said last week that you can be over on Hei Shemus. There's five different issaim you can be over. Hamelech told us that even when there's no actual over on the issa of the lav, there's an issa b'alma in any event. So sof kol sof, to be over is quite easy. But to pati yourself legamri, the Chofetz Chaim says, the shliach has to be an outsider. The shliach has to not be a chelik of the business. Once a person is a chelik of the business, take a look. I want to read to you.
Could you explain a little bit in more detail why the shliach is not a chelik of the business?
Psikim. The Gemara, it's all a drusha from the Psikim. We'll go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. Take a look at the Gemara. The Psikim, you know what, we have 1 minute left to the share. I don't want to go over on time, so we'll discuss it afterwards. But I just want to read the second paragraph. He says as follows. In Sifkot and Samach Vot, the officer, Menal is more than just an officer, the Moisted of a Mifal, Shev, Mitzel Ulof Tashkum Asiyas Lepayalam, Oy Vikadin, Apotropos Benifsa Chaveroi. If you take a look, Rav Moshe, on the bottom of the Ha'ura, he says, the Cholze Begizba, and he continues there at the end, he says, Abu Ba'al Abayis, Sheyesh Loi Tekidim Hamanalam Es Mifuli Vachrayim Lefsoya Hayoim Yoimi, Ve'ika Chrayis Ulof, he deals with your situation, if you have a person hiring, but he's the one that basically has to pay, so then he'll be over on Baltulin. That's what he writes clearly at the end of this shtickle. I'll just make... What's that? Oh, so one more point. And this I wanted, the last point I was going to discuss. Last week, somebody was Meir in the Shir. What happens when, you know, hiding behind a corporation? So you say, I'm not over, the corporation is over. That's what many people will say. Sof kol sof, it's not correct. I mean, there's a whole discussion how you view a corporation in halucha. Legaba ribis, legaba shabbos, legaba pesach. There are many different shalas. I mean, a corporation is a new invention that did not exist in the time of Chazal. The earliest discussions you find on a corporation are in the Chivas Mashad. A corporation is a pretty new concept. But sof kol sof, if a person is an officer on behalf of a corporation, or if he has a corporation, to say, I'm not over, but the corporation is over, is a threat. It's not a good push it, the chlal.
Okay, you're saying is that I say I'm going to hire you and Rabbi Bergman's going to pay.
Right.
Okay, will you be clear?
No, if it's a shliach.
So, corporation, what I'm really saying is that I am not going to pay, that's my reason right now. The corporation is going to pay, you have to look to the corporation.
It's not 100% accurate. When you have a corporation, the situation is that you're acting on behalf of the corporation. You expect to pay your bills. It's not a situation where you can separate the two people.
What I'm saying is, I'm not the corporation.
And a chanami, but that's only if you intend to go bankrupt. But if you don't intend to go bankrupt, the corporation has obligations.